Tough Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Offensive coordinator talking this morning. Both coordinators spoke this morning. Covington had a little bit to say as well. He responded to Bill Belichick and some of the things that he was saying. But I want to talk about what Van Pelt had to say right there about wide receivers needing to look inward. This sounds like a desperate plea from a desperate guy, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. Like, come on, guys. Stop talking. Just please, can you just please stop? Every single one of you has got to come out and do an interview. Every single one of you has to complain and bitch about not getting the ball. Can any one of you, I don't care who it is, can any one of you just stop? Please just stop. And Bourne, I guess, to his credit, is the only wide receiver who's not popped off about this yet. And maybe it's because he hasn't been on, active for that long. He's only activated a couple weeks ago.
But he still actually took blame for the drop.
He did.
I actually thought was kind of a drop. Drake May has talked 100% a lot about,
that was on,
I missed
Bourne.
Him, I missed him, I missed him.
He didn't hit him in stride, but you got to catch that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so Bourne is trying to be the adult in the room. Absolutely. But you're right. Alex Van Pelt reminds me of, you haven't reached this phase, I don't know if you'll go there, but when you have like multiple kids and your wife's home with both of them and they're both being just jackasses and you walk in and she's like, can you just, I need like 2 minutes. I need to just walk away and get my sanity back. That's
we
how
get that with the
feels.
One kid a lot. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, good luck when you, if you have any more.
Well, yeah, looking forward to that. Anyways, the injury report is out for today. Jalen Polk, Layden Robinson, your non-participants. Polk with a concussion, Robinson with the ankle. Following players are limited. Daniel Okwale, Anthony Jennings, Jonathan Jones, Michael Jordan, Vidarian Lowe, Raekwon McMillan, Sidy Sow, Sione Takitaki, and Keon White. Full participants. Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Duggar, Curtis Jacobs, Marte Mapu, Ramondre Stevenson,
ooh,
and removed from the list altogether is the best quarterback in the NFL, according to Andy Hart, Drake May. Not even on the list.
No more
knees,
MRI.
Not a problem. No
nope.
MRI, no nothing. So there you go.
See, he's even healthier than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, it's true. I mean,
he should be.
Better than Rodgers in pretty much every way, I would say.
You haven't made your argument for why Rodgers is better.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now?
This stretch of games, that is all we can compare, because Drake May didn't play before.
Here's why I would say Aaron Rodgers is still better, because I expect Rodgers to go out and have a better game this weekend.
Well, that's
not
fair.
Why is that not fair?
If Drake May got to play the Patriots, he'd have a better game, too.
I don't know about that. I don't know exactly what we're seeing yet with Drake May. It's two games, okay? And it's been two good games.
Two good ones.
I've enjoyed these two games.
The second was better than the first.
It was, and that's
fine. So trending the right way.
It is. It's trending upwards over two games. That's not going to take away from the entire career sample size we have here from Aaron Rodgers, who has had some down moments and seasons before with Green Bay, and his MVP seasons weren't always perfect.
This is the worst he's ever played.
Picking it up. He's not playing well right now. I agree with you there. But I also think it's a little early to completely rule him and the Jets out of everything. I'm not quite there yet.
Can we have a quick timeout where I have a little bit of honesty? I'm
sure.
A little worried about Sunday. I do think right now, the last two games, Drake May is playing better than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. But you can see the bubble bursting this weekend, maybe?
I feel like all young quarterbacks have those games. Tom Brady had one. I can still remember it now. Tom Brady hadn't thrown a pick, and then I believe he threw four in Denver. It was like, oh, okay, there's a little human young quarterback in there
right.
at times. And this Jets defense, I think, has talent, not only at cornerback but up front. Guys like Quinn and Williams seem to always be hitting Patriots quarterbacks and things like that.
Sure.
So he could get hit, and the first one is a pick, and then he starts pressing, and he's trying to make plays.
That one guy on the Jets was everywhere. He was – what's that guy's name? He was just taking people's heads off. He's the one who body-slammed Drake May.
Oh, yeah.
Sherwood, I think. Sherwood or Wilshire. It was some weird British name, I remember. But, yeah, he was
– Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest. I think that was it. And he was out there – he was cleaning guys' clocks. So – yeah, I mean, listen, it's the Jets. It's a division game. Weird things sort of always happen there.
And the receivers.
Nothing
I
really
happened
there.
I think that's an
there.
Issue.
What?
Like, I think he could, as a young quarterback, think about, oh, I got to get the ball to this guy. I'm going to take a chance. And if you start doing that, if there are other factors other than just what your reads are, what your coaching is, what your play takes you to, that can hinder you. And I'm a little worried about that. But now back to reality.
Kayshawn,
he's the best quarterback in the game.
Kayshawn Booty's a guy who's getting the ball, right? Wouldn't you say? Like, out of all the receivers, like, they're looking for him. They're running plays for him.
Certainly as a playmaker.
He's making plays when he gets it, and they're, you know, it's not like he's someone who just gets completely ignored out there. And he's popping off. Like, everyone's got something to say. It's unbelievable.
And you just reminded me. So Drake May said something yesterday during his press conference, flippantly said, for the love of the game routes.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in the media was like, excuse me, for the love of the game, what does that mean? And he's like, they're basically clearing out.
Yep.
You're not getting the ball. You're a decoy. I don't think any of these guys have the for the love of the game routes down. They want the ball every time. None of them want to clear out for the other guy. None of them want to draw the safety over so-and-so can catch the ball. They are me. And, yes, he's been making some plays down the field, but apparently it's not enough for him.
You're not seeing a lot of, like, pick play. You know, not that you're supposed to do that, but they do it all the time. Rub plays and stuff like that. You're not seeing guys spring open from those. Maybe it's happened, but you're not seeing a lot of it.
Probably because they're not all fully invested in it.
Could be.
I'm not going to set a pick for you. You're going to set a pick for me. They're like, me. Like, I think that group is, if you could, you almost want to just bench them all. And you know what? We'll just go three tights. Jaheim Bell, you haven't said anything yet, right? Do I need to check your social media? But Jaheim Bell, Hooper, Henry, we're going three tights. We're going to run it. We'll throw to those guys. Screw y'all. When we go to wide sets, we'll put running backs. Hasty, he seems like he's enjoying his opportunities that he's getting. Yeah, can you ever just bench all the receivers?
I wonder if some of them might get moved. We're close to the trade deadline.
Yeah, but can you move them?
I don't know.
Who wants KJ Osborne?
Addition by subtraction for some of them, I think.
Maybe the Niners, a team like that with just pure injuries, is like, we need a body.
We need something.
He's an NFL wide receiver. He played in Minnesota. Because it's nice to want to be traded, but what, I guess, conditional seventh round pick for him type thing.
Yeah. Cash considerations, they still do that?
I don't think that's allowed in the NFL.
Not sure that's a thing in the NFL. It definitely isn't baseball. But yeah, and I don't even necessarily think that you're doing it for the draft capital. You're doing it just to clear some of this toxic crap
addition
out of that
room. Addition by
subtraction. Exactly. Absolutely. And I don't have a problem with them doing that.
But how many can you subtract?
I mean, you tell me. Tell me when to stop. Kayshon Booty, KJ Osborne.
Yep.
Tyquan Thornton.
Yep.
Baker.
I mean, those two.
Douglas probably the only one with any trade value.
Yeah, because he bitched earlier.
Right.
He's done bitching. He's happy now because they get him the ball when he's not pooping his pants.
I'd imagine he's the only one in that group. It may be Bourne, but I think he's probably the only one that has any trade value beyond a conditional seventh or whatever you just said.
Yeah, like, it's nothing. That's the other part of this, that like, they can't even trade you if they wanted to. No one has any interest in you. We need you because we don't have receivers.
The entire room right now is kind of like Costanza driving around with the trophy being like, yeah, attention Yankees, you stink. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to get fired. That's kind of what they're doing. It's like they're trying to get cut.
Yeah, and maybe they will get cut.
And good luck, because I don't know if anyone's going to pick you up.
I would cut somebody. Yeah. I think they've reached the point where they need one of those symbolic gesture cuts, like send a message to the rest of the locker room.
Right.
We're done doing all this crap. We're not just going to look inward. We're going to actually look outward and kick yourself to the curb and say good luck in your future endeavors, because it is almost remarkable. And they would have a better feeling for this than we do. Doesn't everything have to have a ringleader? Doesn't everything have to have kind of a tone setter in the wrong direction?
Sure, like the clubhouse lawyer or whatever, right? Yeah, that guy.
So shouldn't they know? Shouldn't they know that it's Tyquan Thornton or it's KJ Osborne or whoever? I don't know who it is because I'm not in that room all the time, but I feel like the assistant coaches should know, or the veteran leaders. Maybe you need a narc. Maybe you need Kendrick Bourne to be like, I'm telling you, it's Osborne. He's got to go. Or whoever. Somebody's got to go.
Yeah. Or it could be as simple as this is what Bourne said. It's all very individualized. Everyone's just in their own little bubble. There's no real ringleader, but they all just kind of feel like, hey, I should be the best guy on this team, and I'm not, and I'm going to bitch and moan about it.
But you have to fix it somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to send a message. You got to somehow bite the ship.
But if everybody's siloed off, you know, if everybody's sort of in their own little bubble.
What was that word?
Siloed.
No. We don't have silos.
We don't have silos.
We brought in Mayo. There's no more silos.
I mean,
they tore down the silos.
There's some silos.
I think they're building them back up. I think Mayo, honestly, has like cement blocks, and he's stacking them around him every day. He's like, I am so sick of everybody around me. I need a silo. I need a place just my own.
Yeah, big silos, water towers. They're projecting MAGA off the water tower now, just like in that town. It's a whole big thing.
You
got to
make it political.
Right,
cue the text.
Me.
Let's go to Brian.
That's a good drop. Well done.
In New London. There's some good drops coming from Andy Hart today. Let's go to Brian in New London, who has a thought on the Patriots coaching. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. This isn't really technical or anything like that, but I just don't see much in the way of animation from the coach. I mean, the guy, he's probably a real nice guy. He speaks well, but he is absolutely stone-faced on the sideline. It doesn't matter what happens in a game. He's got this stone face. And
yeah, he looks a little like a deer in headlights, and I don't know that he's speaking all that well either while we're on that subject.
No.
I mean, you know, I don't think speaking is something that he's excelled at this year. He has to walk back every single thing that he says every single day, it seems like.
I mean, he says it clearly when he says it the first time and then when he says the opposite the next day. Both are very clear.
It's true.
But I think part of speaking well is
Not having to clarify every single thing you say every day.
Getting the proper point across.
Across. I find that to be very
That was not speaking well.
No, it is. Listen, we all doing our best out here, but I sort of agree. I think that, you know, that's the stone face thing on the sideline. It wouldn't bother me if it seemed like there was something going on there. It doesn't really seem like much is happening at all. And I know we're only getting, like, brief reaction shots on the sideline. We're not following him and watching him all throughout the game on the sideline and seeing every single thing that he's doing. But it does sort of seem like, you know, it's just he's watching. Like, he's right there watching. We're all kind of watching together. And then he's like, ah, oh, yeah, I got to do something here. You know what I mean? And he springs into action and calls whatever defense he's going to call or brings guys off the field or makes a substitution or something like that. But it does seem like he's watching a lot of the time.
Absolutely. But that's kind of by design. Now, it's not working. But I think he said he wanted to be sort of the CEO-style head coach. And I have an offensive coordinator. He coordinates. I have a defensive coordinator. He coordinates. I'm going to let those guys coach. But it's not working, and when it doesn't work, what does he like to say? He's in a solutions business, so he needs to find a solution. Do you know who the wide receivers coach is?
No.
Tyler Hughes. Doesn't matter. That's not who I want to talk about.
I was going to say Tyquan Underwood, but I know he's not the main guy, right?
He is the assistant wide receivers coach.
Okay.
And this is probably not fair. He needs to do more. A, he's a former player, and not only that, he's a former mediocre player. He is.
Yeah.
He's a former tweener, bottom of the roster, depth chart kind of guy. Wouldn't he be a good guy to tell these guys to shut the hell up, to know your role, shut your hole, get open, do what you need? Like, he was not. It's not like he, you know, Dante Hightower was a great player. Jerod Mayo was a great player.
Right.
It's not like you have Randy Moss as your assistant wide receivers coach and he can't connect with KJ Osborne. I mean, KJ Osborne's a little more accomplished than him, but they're both lower end players. Shouldn't he be able to reach them somehow? Isn't that why he's probably here on some level?
I don't know. Maybe he's just there to teach him footwork or how to grow a cool flat top. I have no idea.
Is the footwork good?
No.
Because I watched a guy fall down on a two-point conversion.
Yeah, no,
I watched another guy fall down the middle of the field that I missed live. I think it was Booty, actually, where, again, my guy Chase Daniel doing a great breakdown is like, hey, I'd prefer you not fall down when you're the go-to guy on this route. And he was very unhappy as a quarterback. But
is Underwood the only ex-player on the offensive coaching staff? I think he is, right? The only, because who played
Troy Brown
any time recently. I don't think Brown's there anymore.
Troy Brown's around.
Is he
sure
part of the offensive coaching staff? I don't think he is.
He's
I think
he has skill development.
Okay, so there you go. On defense, there's Hightower, who you mentioned.
Yeah.
But it's not a lot of ex-play. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of these guys who were there in the trenches, which is interesting considering the head coach is one of those guys.
And
you think he'd want a bunch of ex-players on the team, but not really.
And I think a guy that is an ex-player with the cool hair but needs to do a cool job and maybe reach the receivers. Because that room, I don't know. I don't really know much about Tyler Hughes, but the poor guy's overmatched right now. I mean, we can talk about Alex Van Pelt, but Tyler Hughes is literally sitting in a smaller room with just the receivers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what those bitch sessions are like?
I cannot.
They would fit in here at 5 o'clock. Yeah. That would be the bitching hour. He's trying to show film. He's trying to get them better, and they're like, why didn't I get the ball here? Why don't they throw to me more? Hey, did you see that catch, Tyler? I made that catch. Can I get another? Like, he's like, can we just have a normal coaches meeting right now? Can you guys stop for 5 seconds bitching about your own catches, your own targets, and your own worries?
Hughes just comes to film. He just presses play and then just sits in the corner and wishes he was somewhere else.
Yeah, as much as
like
I think.
Like a substitute teacher, he just puts on the video.
Just he's a broken man. Stuff's flying around the room and he doesn't care. He puts his pods in and he's just like playing.
Spitballs
like,
are hitting them and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and he's just got the babbling brook in his ear. Trying to get peaceful in his own little way there. Maybe he has a little flask in the drawer that he pulls out as needed.
Sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a terrible job. Would you want to coach these receivers?
Definitely not.
And I mean, no disrespect to Tyler Hughes. I don't really know what his track record is, but he's probably regretting this job right now.
I would imagine. Tim's in Hanover before the break. Go ahead, Tim.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, I just want to see Andy. You're right, man. They got to go trips.
Yeah.
They have to. They got to spread it out. Reason why is they're going to get a serious pressure on May. May's got to be on his game. He's got to have his run game down and keep that ball out of his left hand. I hope he does that, and he's gonna get out of that bad habit. That's the only bad habit I see him have right now. He cleaned up all the other ones. So let's see what happens, and I don't think Rodgers got it either. I think Rodgers is done. He reminds me of Cam Newton when he lost his right before he got traded to the Pats.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I think Roger's still better than Cam Newton, but...
Well, he is. But
you know, we'll
you
see.
Get the point. He's not what he once was. Superman
Agreed.
Is dying. Superman is broken.
It's appearing to look that way. Superman just, you know, playing for the Jets. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
It's a jet sign Superman all of a sudden, you know.
It does.
Everybody's got kryptonite.
Annoy me a little bit because I kind of mocked some Patriots fans that were like, oh, no matter what, the Jets are going to Jets. Aaron Rodgers will never win there because they're the Jets. And, well, maybe they were right.
Yeah, sort of looking that way. 617-779-7937. Quick break. When we come back, the Bruins scuffling. Going to try and switch that up tonight at home against the Dallas Stars. We'll get into why they're scuffling and a theory that was posed by Elliot Friedman over at Sportsnet up in Canada that I agree with 100%. We'll get to that next.